Good morning. I think this is on. 9:09 a.m. Thursday, November the 21st. Yeah, I'm a little late this morning. 18:21. Given the footing underneath here, that's a pretty good time. That's a pretty good time. It snowed last night. There's a inch and a half of snow, and there's places where it's deeper. That was a long half mile alongside the main road where they do plow, and there was snow cast up on the sidewalk that I had to wade through. So I'm getting my workout today, and I have to go home and shovel the yard. So yeah, I'm getting my workout today. But I don't have to write today because I finished my book yesterday. 85,500 words. I like it. It's good. So today I have a sick kid home, but I assume she's going to sleep most of the morning, so I should be able to get an hour's worth of recording in. And take care of some of my obligations to other people, and get my pipes warmed up to record Zephyria's call next month. Excuse me. I need to get a whole Evo and reserve a day, I think. Nothing like a deadline to make stuff happen. Also need to poke the editor a little bit on ownershare, because I still don't have the second installment of edits back. I should work a little bit on those today too. Although probably I won't have a chance because today is Thursday. Today's the day I go to the high school and work with high school kids. So by the time I get home, it's going to be 9:30, 10:30 by the time I get the yard cleaned up. It'll give me an hour to record before I have to get myself cleaned up to go over to the high school. I need to get groceries today too. Shoot. Well, perhaps I'll do those on the way home. With the kid home from school, I'll have an extra 15 minutes or so coming home. I won't have to wait for her to get done. I can just beat feet. So, yeah, I'm picking up a little body heat. Finally, my fingers are almost warm. It's still spitting snow. A little bit here and there. Thank you. the odd break in the clouds here and there. So it's almost completely overcast. There are these low hanging scud like clouds underneath the main cloud deck. It's quite lovely, actually. A word I use too much. Everything is lovely. Lovely. I feel the ice pulling on my beard from condensation from my breath. I have to call me Ice Beard. Gosh, that's slick. Where the cars have packed down the snow. It's frozen again. And I've got snow stuck to the bottom of my boots, so it makes things even more interesting. So yeah, finished the book. The ending came out pretty good. I'm pleased. It's a little short. It's not as short as I thought it was going to be, but it's a little short, 1,200 words. But it ties up the loose ends. It leaves the story where I wanted to stop, and it rounds everything up nicely, while still leaving room for new stories. Spin-off stories from some of the characters, perhaps. Still haven't decided what to do about Tanith's son. I have had coffee and toast this morning, so I'm not quite as hungry as I normally would be. This is definitely very tough walking. Compared to my normal dry pavement, this is even though it's not very much snow, it means I can't stretch my stride out very far, because if I do, then I put too much lateral pressure on my heel and it slides out from under me, so I have to take little steps. Heel and toe on it, heel and toe on it. It is still snowing. Footprints here that would have been from this morning sometime. early morning dog walker, perhaps 7-ish. And they're not obscured, but they're filled in. Yeah, I can still see it. Monk pole. If I lift my head up instead of looking at the snow at the foot of my at my feet, I can see snowing. it is spitting snow, but occasionally it drops a goodly number of flakes. Oh, that's interesting. The concrete must be warm there. I wonder if there's a sewer pipe or something that is a little closer to the surface underneath that concrete there. Sidewalk is melted bare and a path going perpendicular to the sidewalk, like there's some sort of pipe crossing underneath with warm water in it, perhaps. Or perhaps it just stayed warm because it's in a protected place and not many snowflakes fell. I don't know. I do know my hips are not lying right now. Somebody cue Shakira. These hips are, they're not lying, they're complaining is what they're doing. This is a Well, I was thinking, you know, I probably ought to do something to get a little better workout. Not today. I have to go home and I'm asking myself whether or not I really have to shovel the walk as soon as I get home. Because, yikes. I probably should, before it gets any heavier, before it melts and then freezes to form a crust on the ice, on the sidewalk, on the concrete. Major pain. Well, with any luck, it won't take very long. Do the sidewalks first and then see if I have any energy left over to do this, the driveway. If all these people got their roofs on before the snow. Yeah, see this guy. This guy has the right idea. He's got his all shoveled off. And it's just enough heat coming through the clouds to keep it clear. This is what I should do. So, yeah, next project, looking ahead to December, is recording and production. I need to finish the markup for half, and start the paper for full, and get that marked up. gets our first call recorded. Clear the deck so that in February I can record. The hermit. I should be able to put that out in ebook and paper at the same time. That should be good. I'll contact an editor who's got a pretty reliable turnaround time. I've never worked with her before, but we'll get these things in the pipeline anyway, even if I don't manage to get something published. At least getting them in the pipeline, getting them moving, so that when they do start coming back, I'll be able to move them out. So that was book 10. I finished 10 novels. 3 fantasy, 7 science fiction. Although I suppose Shaman's Tales is sort of half fantasy. I purposefully have that being ambiguous. So it's not really clear that there's any magic as much as there is faith, as much as there is religion. Although it's clear that something happened to Otto's father, and it's clear that there is something quite different about Otto. Is he simply a Jedi? I hadn't really considered the parallels, but there's a certain parallel there between what Otto does and what the Jedis do with the Force. Sort of. Okay, coming up on my corner here. Almost 19 minutes on the back half. Not too surprised. It's cold and nasty and slippery underfoot. And really, I only wanted to come out because I wanted to get a picture of the snow. And now I'm probably going to pay for it for the rest of the day, because, man, do I hurt. Holy cow. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.